This is probably the most famous teiku in Shas, for sure the first teiku in Shas. And that is, so what does teiku mean? That Tamayram didn't know. Rabbi Yirmi asked all his shailas, no one knew the answer to it. And they said, well, Yo Hanavi's going to come, we're going to ask El Yo Hanavi. The Chidah, in the Sefer Pesach Einayim, and this is a Masechtas Menachos, Daf Men Hey Amad Aleph asks, that we know that the Amayraim very often used to have Gilei Eliyahu. The Gaonim had Gilei Eliyahu. Rabbi Shri Ragoyin, in his famous Igeris, he talks about how Eliyahu Hanavi was very common. He would come to Bis Medrash all the time. Dayan would talk to him and learning. So, what do you mean? Tishbi Yataris Kushis V'Yibayis. Rabbi Yirmiya should have asked Eliyahu Hanavi. Why did all the Amayraim that had Gilei Eliyahu not ask Eliyahu Hanavi to be poshed all the different tekus and shas? So the next time a big tzaddik's by the Leila Seder and he's Neshvaycha Moscha, they open the door. What's the halacha? Right? Why not? Why didn't they ask Eliyahu Hanavi this question? And the Chidah says a chiddush. The Chidah says that although it's true, Eliyahu Hanavi revealed himself to the big tzaddikim, certainly to the Amayraim, but when Eliyahu Hanavi revealed himself to the Amayraim, he didn't reveal himself bishlei musai. He didn't reveal himself with all of his madregas. And as a result, that Eliyahu Hanavi actually maybe didn't know the answer to Chatzika b'shtei Amas. And that's why they couldn't ask him. You could talk him wordy. There's nothing to talk about. But he wasn't bepchol p'chinoisav. Those are the words of the Chidah. He didn't have all his b'chinos. And being that he didn't have all his b'chinos, it's for that reason, you couldn't ask him all these different questions. Well, Eliyahu Hanavi's going to be Megal himself. Then Eliyahu Hanavi's going to come with all his b'chinos. And if he's going to come down with all his b'chinos, then already it's going to be different. I'd want to R on this. And that is that we've mentioned in the past that the Vilna Gaon, he wrote a pirish on Sifra Ditznius. Sifra Ditznius is a real Kabbalah Sefer. And the Vilna Gaon wrote a pirish on it. And Vilna Gaon's most famous Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhin, wrote an introduction to the Vilna Gaon's pirish on Sifra Ditznius. And in his introduction, he talks a lot about the Vilna Gaon. And one of the things he says is that he saw in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, he saw Ksav Yad Kotcher, that the Vilna Gaon set up shot some real esoteric, some Dvar Kabbalah, and he says, you know who told it to me? Eliyahu Hanavi told it to me. And he even wrote in different places, different pshatim, and he says, this pshat I heard from Yaakov Avinu. Why Eliyahu Hanavi and Yaakov Avinu? Because we know Eliyahu Hanavi loy meis, and we know Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara also says, was loy meis. But you see that the Vilna Gaon was zoicha to Gilui Eliyahu, and in those Giluyim, the Eliyahu Hanavi told the Vilna Gaon things that were unbelievable. In that shtickle, the Vilna Gaon told Reb Chaim Volozhin that it was Neskalatim 2,260 pshatim in the pasuk Aluzeh Banegev, right? So you see the unbelievable giluyin that the Vilna Gaon had. So the Chidah says that Eliyahu Hanavi didn't know Chatzikah b'shtei Amis. The Vilna Gaon is having giluy Eliyahu, and Eliyahu Hanavi is being Megalatim Soidus that the world never saw. So how does that Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that Reb Chaim Volozhin said that my eyes are witness to the fact that I saw the Vilna Gaon write in his Ksavim that he had giluy Eliyahu, had giluy Yaakov Avinu, has it shtim what the Chidah says that Eliyahu Hanavi was Megalant himself? Yeah, he was a shiny younger man, but he didn't know Chatzikah b'shtei Amis. I don't think it shtims. So we're not going to go into this now, but I think the teretz is pasha. The teretz is that we've spoken over the years that when Eliyahu Hanavi is Megala himself, he could be Megala himself in one or two ways. There's Eliyahu Hanavi that's Megala himself in his physical guf, and there's Eliyahu Hanavi that's Megala himself as the neshama. And this big nafkamin is if Eliyahu is Megala himself as a guf, if Eliyahu is Megala himself as a neshama. Additionally, we've mentioned in the past, Eliyahu Hanavi was a Navi. Eliyahu Hanavi was also a chacham. So Eliyahu Hanavi could be Megal himself as a Chacham. Eliyahu Hanavi could be Megal himself as a Navi. Libi Oimer, that the Eliyahu Hanavi that was Megal himself to the Vilna Gaon, to Rebbe Eliyahu Mivilna, that Eliyahu Hanavi could be Nu Chatzikah b'shtei Amis. Meaning, those Giluyim, there was a Chatzikah b'shtei Amis. But the problem is, that was coming not from a place of sheer Chachma. That's coming from a place of Eliyahu the Malach, Eliyahu the Navi. That Eliyahu Hanavi can't be pushed Chatzikah b'shtei Amis. You know why? Because that's a problem with Torah Leib Shemayim. So again, this is a whole different Indian. Either way, this is the first teiku. Just to talk a little bit what teiku means. Tishbi Yataritz Kushes V'Yibayis, and the Chidah's famous Kasha. And that is that I understand. You're waiting for Eliyahu Hanavi. The next time you see Eliyahu Hanavi, you're at a bris. Why don't you ask him this question?